Well, like I say, was mad to be here this evening, but thankful for this another privilege, opportunity the Lord's give us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. It's always good to come back to that Mountain View. And just appreciate the opportunity tonight. You pray for us. I don't know. A lot of preachers here tonight, and I was sort of hoping I could just bypass as far as our part, but we got a little scripture tonight. We'll just read that and just trust the Lord in that for the message. We do need your prayers for just a few minutes that we'll be able to get ourselves out of the way. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and then 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, I believe it is. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. First Peter, the 4th chapter. And you have to pray just a little bit. I do, as we made mention, we appreciate the privilege to be here tonight, and good to see each and every one of you that's come out to be in this service. And it'd just be my prayer, and I'm as honest as I can be, that we'd just be able to sit and listen tonight as far as our part. But it it's fell our lot, seemed like, and I've got some scripture. I don't know altogether what we'll do, if we'll do anything, but I'm going to read it to you tonight. We don't do nothing else. Some of these other preachers can come on and preach as far as that part goes. But I couldn't help but to think, coming this way, and we've gotten a vehicle and headed this way, and Tracy said, you think you know your way up there? And I said, well, I probably do. I think I can make it. I could probably make it blindfolded. I believe I could. It's been up and down the road quite a bit coming this way, but several things crossed our heart and our minds as we was coming this way. And we've got a lot of good memories, and we appreciate that. And then it brings some sadness also, because a lot is just not here that once was faithful, gone on, be with the Lord, and they run their race. They did. They was a big part of this church, and they was a help, and I know the Lord blessed the church down the journey, and he'll continue to do so. But I was thinking that, and I've said this down to church quite often, somebody gonna have to fill their spot. And if they don't, then things is gonna go lacking. It's just the way it works. Yeah. You might say, well, preacher, I can't fill their shoes. I didn't say fill their shoes, but somebody, the Bible says to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. There's a place for you to stand. They most certainly are. And if you'll stand in it, the Lord will bless you on your journey. And I'm as honest as I can be. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm going to read you a little scripture here tonight out of the 29th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. I'm going to start with the 10th verse. I believe it is. I could read a good bit, but we'll try to limit it as least as we can. I'd be lying if I told you I've been scattered. I've been here and yonder and had all kind of thoughts, and we'll just have to trust that the Lord will give us the liberty with that we feel like's closest to us tonight. I don't know what's worse, to have nothing or have too much, or have what you think's too much. And But this is what we've got. It seems to be the closest that we've got, and I prefer, I really do, I prefer going a different way, but this is, you just pray. 29th chapter, book of Jeremiah said, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Because ye have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith the Lord of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like the vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Now will persecute them with the sword and with famine, with pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and a hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them. Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord." 1 Peter, I believe it is, 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." Now maybe correct the reading. That's reading a portion of scripture this evening out of Jeremiah and also out of the book of 1 Peter. Now you bear with us for just a little bit, and I'll try my best to get myself out of the way and just deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's some wonderful scripture that I've read you here tonight, and the Bible says, and it talks in the book of Jeremiah, and it deals with that of the children of Israel and the situation that they is in. And Jeremiah had told them, "I'm going to lay a little foundation. The Lord help me for just a little bit." My friend Jeremiah told them that they is going into captivity. My
friend, and they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want that word. Now, friend, the Bible said that there was other prophets in the land at that time, and they was prophesying peace. My friend, and the Lord said, I sent them not. My friend, Jeremiah had the word, and he said, you're going into captivity. My friend, you're going to be carried away for 70 years. My friend, and then he told them, brethren, about an expected end. My friend, he said, this is what God said. He said, I've got good thoughts about you. My friend, I'll bring good things unto you. He said, and my peace I'll give unto you. And he said that you might have an expected end. My friend, you listen to me for just a little while. My friend, brethren, these folks back in that day, my friend, that had to deal with some things, my friend, that was going to come to an end. My friend, it most certainly was. My friend, you get to talking about the end of the world. My friend, and people get all tore up. My friend, I want you to know that it was prophesied, and their world come to an end. My friend, it most certainly did. My friend, brethren, there's some things. My friend, that God even said, friend, I wonder tonight, I'm not getting on to you, my friend, but I wonder tonight, my friend, we get to thinking about what's coming, my friend, glory, thanks be to God, we ought to rejoice for what we got tonight, yes, we should, yes, we should, my friend, brethren, quit worrying, friend, so much about what's in. And my friend, brother, thank God for what you got. My friend, brother, we're living in a better time. My friend, than they were. Yes, sir. My friend, we don't have to bring our sacrifices, rather than unroll tonight. No, we don't. My friend, they didn't have. Friend, they didn't have the everlasting peace. My friend, they didn't have. Now you think about it. My friend, brethren, there's some things that come to an end. My friend, Jeremiah said, you're going to be captive for 70 years. My friend, but then he said, my friend, the Lord shall remember you. I'm just going to mind the Lord. My friend, whether you'll have it or not. My friend, when Christ came into this world, my friend, they was a world about to end. My friend, yes, they were. My friend, they was something coming to an end. And they they could know people get hung up, my friend, on how they were saved under the law. They wouldn't know such a thing. My friend, no, sir. How the law couldn't redeem them. Started some things. You listen to me. My friend, that he ended, my friend, was against us. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. No more. Have you ever read where it said back in the law, in those days, they run to one and another and say, teach us and know the Lord. Hey, my friend, teach us and know the Lord.
Yeah.
friend, there's better things. There's better things for me and you. Yes, sir. And the old song says better things are coming. And just wait and see. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. Better things are coming for you and me. Yeah. Now, friend, I'm glad I'm living in a better one. Preacher, there's people out there smarter than you. My friend, I ain't gonna argue with you. My friend, brother, they very few people know me. I'm gonna tell you, I can't help it. I'm just gonna tell it. My friend, brother, these folks looking for a rapture. My friend, they looking for the Lord to come. My friend, then they gonna set them up a kingdom. My friend, I got news for you. My friend, brother, you ain't but just about 2,000 years short. Yes, sir. My friend, the kingdom is set up. Hallelujah. Thank God. My friend, preacher. It couldn't have been that good. I'm just going to say you didn't get what I got. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. Some of them seen, some of them wrote a little bit about it. And I, friend, some of them saw what they could of it. And I, friend, that every one of them seen an end. Hey, yes, they did. Hey, yes, they did. Why did Christ have an end? And I, friend, if he had not had an end, and I, friend, there'd have been no new world. No, sir. No, sir. Friend, no siree. No siree. What did he mean? Once in the end of the world was he offered up. And I, friend, you go read the book of Hebrews. And I, friend, take time and read it. And I, friend, Paul shows you what went on under the law. And I, friend, yes, he does. He shows you what happened in that day. And I, friend, he said those things was
Yes, sir.
Yeah. since the Lord saved me. Haven't I, friend? Don't we sing that? Haven't I, friend? How many of us believe that? You say, preacher, I'm going to shout when I get to heaven. Haven't I, friend? I got news for you. You may not outwardly shout here, but brethren, they going to be a shout in there before you leave here. Yes, they are. That come to an end. I'm not going to be able to get around. Haven't I, friend, some of these other men straighten out some of this? Oh, and I ain't going to say that. Haven't I, friend, I ain't ashamed of what I preached to you. They might be some of you here don't believe what I preached. I'm not going to finish. There's a lot of things. The wicked, my friend, shall come to a bitter end. Amen. A bitter end.
Yeah.
Not wicked. Rich man lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment. Believe what you want to. The word says he is in torment.
Yes, amen.
I don't read any word in the scripture where he got one thing he asked for. No, sir. Not one.
Bless you.
I read just the opposite. He said, Father Abraham,
you said last week.
Yeah.
My five
brothers.
You know what Father Abraham told me? He said, they have Moses and the prophets. He said, they don't hear
them. Amen.
At that time, it was sufficient.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You might not like what I'm saying. But I'm going to be as honest as I believe it. It's time to find out that the Old Testament spoke forth. Everything it spoke forth. It most certainly did. And I want you to know, my friend, that it spoke forth come to realization. Yes, sir. It come to pass. I ain't going to get in there. I'm going to preach you an end time prophecy. I ain't going to do it.
Ain't it good? Ain't it good? One writer said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, thank God! Why can't we feel it?
Thank you.